Now, do you remember Darren? We told this story earlier in the week. He took a girl out on a date to quite a posh restaurant in New York. And after the date, she never returned his call. Now, obviously, he was quite miffed about this. But she was very surprised when she started getting messages like this from him on her voicemail.
Hey, Joe and Darren. Look, I was hoping you were going to do the right thing here. Disappointed, but I'm hoping you're going to turn around and do the right thing because I don't want to really keep calling you and emailing you and, you know, issuing you a summons, but it's your call for $50. I suggest you do the right thing. You ate the food, you drank the wine, you said you were going to call. You never called. It's been 2.5 weeks, so what do you want me to do? You know, you took advantage as far as I can see, and so, you know, my policy, it's, you know, if first date, we go Dutch, you said you wanted to go out a second time, so I picked up the bill. End of story, but you never called me back after 2.5 weeks, so I'm asking for the money, and so I'm hoping you're going to do the right thing. Just get it done, drop it in the mail, and say sayonara, which is what I'm hoping you're going to do. Do the right thing here. Don't take advantage of people. You ate the food, you drank the wine, you didn't call back in 2.5 weeks. Do the right thing.
He is absolutely unbelievable.
You ate the food, you drank the wine, do the right thing.
There are now Do the Right Thing t-shirts as well circulating around America. I'm going to issue a summons. You took advantage. It's unbelievable.
Hey, sorry for any inconvenience. This is Darren calling. I just got off the phone with the general manager of China Grill. I asked the person to reach out to you directly, and you can just, you know, take it as you wish. If you want to settle the matter directly with China Grill and pay half of your share, it's probably the best way to go. So the person will be calling you up, hopefully, you know, by end of day today. As you said, you offered to pay once, twice, so do it, you know, put some money where your mouth is. Look, I'm looking to settle this nicely, but, you know, do the right thing. Bye.
End of message.
So when they went to pay, someone, did she say, let's go Dutch? Yeah.
She got her purse out, or whatever they call them in America, didn't she? And then
he said, no, I'll get this one.
He
thought there'd be a second date.
You know.
Now, someone has written a song about this. It's David Kraut. Thank you very much for sending this in, David. We like this a lot. The full story of the Darren tapes, it's quite unbelievable, on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Here's the song, which is called Do the Right Thing.
Take advantage of people. You ate the food, you drank the wine. Call back in 2.5 weeks. Do the right thing.
Bye. Had a date starting with a J. I was cute and tall and funny. The end, you asked if you could pay. I said, baby, save your money. Then you said you called, you didn't thought you'd be forgiven, but I want my money back. Baby, I'm not kidding, 'cause you ate the food and you drank the wine, and I think it's rude that you declined. There's a chance to die. Let me on, then you cut me loose like a puppet on a string. So be a mention, do the right thing.
So, do the right thing. You ate the food, you drank the wine. Do the right thing. Tomorrow morning from 7.